Welcome to Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate. I'm Roland Archer. Living off the grid is something that usually brings images of living a simpler existence, giving up most of the usual trappings of modern society. This hasn't been the case for Kevin Armstrong and his family, who live in Howick Township. Kevin is an electrician by trade, and after doing a few projects on renewable energy, it got him curious on whether living entirely off the grid was feasible.
I had done a couple small projects, a couple cottages up north for family members, and it was going to cost us a lot to get electricity back to our house. So we just thought we could put that money better into our own system and live off grid.
So necessity was the mother of invention. He takes us through some of the equipment that is required to set up a home with its own ability to generate electricity.
First of all, we have 36 solar panels, so it works out to about 12 kilowatts. That produces DC power, so then you have to convert it to AC, so then you have charge controllers. Then you have an inverter that changes it to DC to AC. We had a lead acid battery, but we have upgraded to lithium batteries, which is a huge plus.
Usually when you think of making as energy efficient a home as possible, you would need to get the most energy efficient appliances as possible. Kevin tells us that hasn't been the case.
First, the lighting was huge. We love the LED lighting. We do have a gas dryer and gas range.
The great benefit the family found after using their home for a little while was an ample supply of electricity. This brought them to their next decision, an electric Tesla car.
We actually had a friend bring his over, and we did a quick test that night to see if it could handle it, and it did great.
If you have any questions about living off the grid and renewable energy, feel free to reach out to Kevin at newbridgesolarsolutions.com. For Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate, I'm Roland Archer. If you have a person or organization you think should be featured on a Good News File, go to theranch100.com and click on Roland's Good News File.